Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew I could be so happy. I never knew.
They gonna wanna hit the horn.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A this morning. What a beautiful Sunday morning. It is the 8th of October and getting ready. Hey, the weather's changing, getting us ready for the fall. The true fall is leading into this winter. I tell you, this world is just so crazy. But as always, read your African-American newspapers no matter where you are. With a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. No excuses for news. We have e-blasts. We have everything. No excuse. Absolutely. Absolutely no reason to have it. I tell you. I am welcoming. Last week I had a beautiful Grambling Prairie View. And, you know, I'm still upset. Texas OU on yesterday. And I always said that, you know what, they use us to get ready for the Texas OU weekend. They had a lot of people. A lot of things changed. We'll talk about that. We'll get a couple of people in here. And we'll take it from there. I tell you, as I always say, always read your African-American newspapers. There's just so many things going on. We have e-blasts. It's National Clergy Appreciation Day. A lot going on in the little time that we have. So celebrating 196 years of Black Press. 196 years. Can you imagine getting information out to a lot of people what, 100 years ago? The struggles they had to use, encounter, to get the papers out, being able to keep their constituents informed. And we'll talk about that and get more journals on and talk about that a little bit later. 50 years of hip-hop, the anniversary. I mean, you name it. Who started all this? You know, that's the grand question I like to put out there. Who started the hip-hop? You know, you got Sugar Hill. You got some old groups that's out there banging. We used to call it banging out there. Then it worked down. Started on the East Coast a little bit, up in New York area, and then kind of migrated. I remember when music was disseminated throughout the country. It started up in the north and it migrated towards the south. So you had, if you had relatives, they were bringing music down and you were like, but now with the distribution and the advent of internet and everything, you get songs, everybody gets songs on the same drop date. So, and again, so much going on, so little time to talk about it. We're going to have some guests on today that will absolutely, absolutely knock your socks off. We got Black College Football at the top of the hour, Dr. Rodriguez as well. We're going to get my friend, the coach, on. I tell you, it's just a lot going on. And we'll get it straight here for us. All right. I'm sorry about the pause there, but just trying to get some information out. And we'll do it. Of course, at the top of the hour, we're going to have some Black College Football. We got a lot going on. A lot going on this morning. Having a few technical difficulties. But you know what? We like Timex. We take a licking and keep on ticking. Take a licking and keep on ticking. We're going to have the coach on, Coach Cabot. And, you know, I met this brother about a year ago. And then we're sitting at a table at the Grambling Prairie View weekend, and we just kind of gravitated again with each other. And absolutely a wonderful conversation with the good old coach, and we're going to bring him on. But again, read your African-American newspapers. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. You can get on her e-blast, which is something that I really, really enjoy that she does on a daily basis. To get on that, you need to contact her, and we'll have that number and everything for you a little bit later. But I'm going to hold you up. We're going to get the coach in. We're going to let the coach be the coach. So, Coach, go ahead and press 1, and we'll get you on. And sorry about the delay this morning. Just You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. All right. Good morning, Coach. What's going on, Coach Cavett?
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, indeed. Hopefully everyone is doing great this morning.
Yes, and you know what? I'm glad you're on this morning. You're going to motivate us, get us going. I tell you, I need a chair. I might sound a little down. It's a long night. I was over in Fort Worth participating in the Lynx event at the Texas Motor Speedway. And so left there late trying to do some things. I helped host a couple of events. Actually, got a chance to speak to the crowd. We played some games. What a wonderful event. We're going to have to get you on board so you can go next year. And they have fireworks to boot. I haven't said that in a long time.
No good.
So, it was a great event. But we're going to let you do what you do, get us motivated. Well, good morning, and hey, we'll let you have it.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Coach Cavett. I just want to say, first of all, I'm a proud Jackson State University graduate living here in Dallas, Texas. I just wanted to say that because Jackson State, we did win. We won our football game yesterday, and I won't go into the other teams in which we've already beat. So today's topic is very important. It's about Medicare, because a lot of people, when they turn a certain age, they get all these calls and letters and things from these Medicare carriers, and you just don't know what to do. I'm going to keep it real simple for you. The only thing you need to do is to call me, and once I explain to you why, you will understand, like, I need to call Coach Cavett. So if you've already hit that 65 mark, you know exactly what I mean. But I wanted to keep it real simple is to kind of explain your card that you get first, because people get that red, white, and blue card, and they may say, what is it? It has certain features on there, which they say is Part A. And I'm going to, so if you have your Medicare card, the red, white, and blue card, whenever you get a chance, take a look at it. And if you see where it has Part A, and I'm going to keep it real simple. Part A, what it does, it helps pay for the hospital stay for inpatient care. Now, let me break that down to you in English. It just gives you the ability to walk into a hospital. It gives you the ability to walk into a doctor's office. It gives you that physical structure, because people don't know this. It costs money just to walk into a building, because it costs money to run that facility. Now, once you have Part A, the next is on the card is Part B. And then what Part B is, it gives you the ability to see that doctor. Now, they use the more appropriate terminology. It helps pay for the provider visit and outpatient care. But, again, it pays for your doctor's bill. So when you look at your card, let's say Part A effective date, that means that the first date you can actually enroll into Medicare. And then Part B will have a date as well. But one thing people somewhat get a little bit confused about, okay, if they have original Medicare, what are all these other plans or information that's coming out, which is a Medicare Advantage plan? And I'll kind of explain that as well. And also, what is a Med Sub? Because some people get it confused. And I will explain to you what Medicare does. Original Medicare pays 80% of your medical bills according to their guidelines. Let me repeat that. Original Medicare pays only 80% of your medical bills. So let me give you a real example. Let's say that you go into the hospital and your bill is $100,000 and you're on original Medicare. Well, Medicare is going to pay $80,000. You will still be liable for the other $20,000. Well, that's a big exposure, especially if you want to take that up. If your bill is $1 million, Medicare would pay $800,000, and you would be liable for $200,000. And that's a lot of money. So what people do is they have a couple of options. One option, they can get what they call is a Medicare supplement plan. And what that does, it pays the other 20% that Medicare does not pay. Now, I will say this, too, and a lot of people get confused. The MedSup will only pay what Medicare pays, because there are some things and services in which neither one of them will pay. Okay, and then even with that MedSup plan, you still have to get a separate, what we consider the Part D prescription drug plan. So you have to get two other things. You have to be on original Medicare, if that's all you have. Then you have to get a MedSup to pay the other 20%. And then you still have to get a separate prescription drug plan. And that's another option. Now, third option that people choose, because that MedSup, it costs money. A month, that plan can cost you anywhere from $100 to $800 a month. But one of the more affordable plans people call is a Medicare Advantage plan. I'm going to explain that as well. Is that a Medicare Advantage plan must cover all the features, functionalities, and capabilities of original Medicare. Now, I'm going to say that again because it sounds like a mouthful. A Medicare Advantage plan must include all the features, all the functionalities, and all the services that original Medicare covers. Because a lot of times people ask me, Coach, why should I get a Medicare Advantage plan versus original Medicare? And I explain to them. But also with the Medicare Advantage plan, there's another part. We already talked about Part A and Part B. Now, let me explain to you what Part C is. Part C really just combines Part A and Part B into one plan, but they also give you additional benefits. And those additional benefits could be vision care, could be dental care, could be the ability to go to a fitness center, could be hearing. There's a whole list of services that are included. There are things that we call over-the-counter products, where you can go to a grocery store and have additional dollars to spend for healthy foods and things of that nature. So that's Part C. And then the Part D is the prescription drug coverage that some people may need. But let me inform you this too, which I'll share with you. Typically, a person will receive Medicare when they're turning 65. And you can enroll 3 months before your birthday month, the month of, and then 3 months after. So let me repeat that. Typically, a person is eligible for Medicare when they hit the age of 65, and you can enroll 3 months before your birthday, the month of, and 3 months after without being penalized. Now, when you enroll 3 months before, it still will not be effective until your birthday month. So let me give you an example. It's October right now. Let's say if your birthday is October, well, if you enrolled 3 months ago, it wouldn't have been active or effective until October 1st. But this is something a lot of people just don't know this part, is that if you do not have proper medical or drug coverage when you hit the proper age of 65 and you go beyond your 63 days, Medicare can penalize you for life for not having proper medical coverage and things like that. And then some people would like to know about the eligibility, like what criteria is used. Well, typically you want to have been working for about 10 years, and they pay, while you're working, they take money out of your check and pay into a trust fund to ensure that you have medical coverage once you retire. And this is the actual open enrollment season as we speak right now. So I'm going to go over some things that people must, I'll just say 10 things that people must know about Medicare Advantage plan, because most of the people I work with, they take a Medicare Advantage plan for several reasons. One is that they don't typically want to pay for a MedSup, which could cost anywhere from $100 to $800 plus, to be honest with you. But also, they don't want to pay for a separate Part D plan, which is your prescription drug. And thirdly, they want to get the vision, the dental, the hearing, they want those additional services as well. So I'm going to go through about nine to ten things in which you really need to know, because a lot of times people be asking me questions and I have to explain it to you. And then when I talked about Part A and Part B, you still must pay your premium, and that typically now like around $173. So that's, you still have to pay that. Typically that's taken out of your social security check. Now, in addition to that, you don't have to take Medicare when you turn 65, because a lot of people still be working their jobs and things of that nature, and they have credible medical coverage. You only need to apply after you're going to retire from that job, or you won't have credible medical coverage. Okay.
Now, Coach, can I stop you right there?
Yes.
Very, very key point. So basically you're saying you can't have two at one time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then I'm glad you brought that up, Andrew, because what I inform people, let's say that you work for the VA and then you want to retire. Let's say that you currently work for the VA and you turn 65, and then you figure that, oh, I need to go and get Medicare. No, as long as you got credible medical coverage, you're good. And also, you never want to switch out of your corporate health plan until it's absolutely necessary and it's been verified by your HR folks, not just one person, but multiple. And the reason why, if you change out of your medical corporate plan and go into original or any type of Medicare, you may not be able to go back. So let me repeat that. Never exit out of your corporate medical coverage until it is absolutely necessary and you have been working with your HR folks to make sure that's the best decision for you to make at that time, because if you switch out, they may not let you come back because you could have made an error in that. So I tell people, keep your medical coverage if you have your corporate job for as long as you can. And then at some point, you may have to exit off, but then it's when it's absolutely required.
All right.
Yeah. And some other things I'm just going to hit, and Andrew, you have any other questions, please feel free to just ask.
Is okay,
that
well done.
You want to ensure that a lot of carriers now, like your big carriers here in the Dallas-Fort Worth market, your United Healthcare, your Blue Cross Blue Shield, your Humana, they have a huge network of providers. They have a huge network of doctors. They have a huge network of specialists. So some people may want to look at getting what we call is an HMO plan, which stands for Health Maintenance Organization. You hear the terminology HMO, PPO, PFSS, and things of that nature. That HMO could be the proper plan for some people if their doctors are in the network and that they're able to get the service at a discounted cost. Now, all plans are not for everybody, and that's why you want to get with someone like myself, who's a Medicare specialist, to help you to navigate that minefield, because Medicare can be confusing for those. And by the way, we have to be licensed. I'm a licensed Medicare broker in multiple states. That gives me the ability to educate seniors about the plan. And we actually do a thorough analysis as to their prescription drugs. What do they look for? And one thing I'll say, Andrew, is that sometimes I have to coach seniors about you want to keep your doctor, but your doctor's not in the network, but you need to get these $5,000 worth of dental benefits. You have to make a business decision. Do you want to keep that dentist, or do you want to get the $5,000 worth of dental benefits? And I always inform people, whatever decision they make is fine with me, But what I informed them, that dentist made a business decision, and I want my client to make a business decision and not make a personal decision. Things of that nature. And then also, a lot of people ask me questions about, well, I got a friend who gets this. I said, yes, you don't know the criteria that your friend may have, because when you start dealing with Medicare, there are multiple criteria that you have to meet. If you don't meet those, you may be entitled to extra benefits. A typical example, if someone is in which they have Medicare and Medicaid, that means that they're able to get more services because the state is paying toward their medical bill as well as the federal government. And so things of that nature. So don't ever compare what you're getting to your friend, because you don't know what level, what services your friend may be getting. Again, that's where you want to get with someone like me that can help you navigate that field. And then I'll say this in closing, I will entertain any questions. I can talk for the next 20 days, but I want to be thorough and I want to be direct. And this is something I want to inform people and listen audience. When you call into a call center, phone knows for a fact that that call is being monitored. They may want to tell you something that could really benefit you, but they know they can't because it could jeopardize their job. So take what they say based off of what they do say, is that will enable them not to get in trouble. Because I've been in circumstances being on the calls with agents, and I know they know better. But I also know that if it comes down to them losing their job or you or them giving you a straight answer, they may just give you the political correct answer, but that may not be the best answer for you and your particular question. So again, the best thing to do is to have a licensed agent that have your best interest to ensure that you get the proper plan and get your questions answered in a timely manner. Okay. And so, Andrew, I'll open it up. Again, I have a lot of things I can share, but I just want to know, are there any particular questions or anything I can just, you know, elaborate? If there's something you want me to talk about in detail, I can do that as well.
Okay. Let's we have a couple callers on. Just folks, just press one if you have a question for Coach Cavett. And he did mention Jackson State. We won't say much about Jackson State. They got lucky the last few years, but we back on track. It might have been a mad exodus that occurred there. I'll leave it at that.
That's right. Yes, just leave it at that. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know we can't get a heel right now, so we'll let that go. But look, let me ask you this: you talk about multiple states throughout. If someone was living in Ohio, how would that differ from someone in Texas, if there are any differences whatsoever when it deals with certain insurance?
Right. Yes. What it is, the way it's broken down, each state and each county is different. For instance, here, the plans we have here in Dallas, Texas, are different from the health plans in Austin, Texas. So we go by zip codes, but really counties within the zip codes. So if you're in a certain county, then you will be able to get those services. So not even state, it's just within Texas, there are different plans here versus being outside of Texas. So what we would do is we typically would type up the person's county and we'll type in the person's zip code to see what health plan he or she may be eligible for across the country.
So you're saying that you, first of all, you broaden it out country and then back up to the state,
okay,
or you
well,
start with the state or region and go out, which?
No, what I do, let's just use, like here in Dallas, Texas, when I'm looking at a person's plan, the first thing I do is type up their zip code. and the zip code would pull up what plans they are eligible for. Now, typically, if I'm, like, I'm from Jackson, Mississippi. Well, when I pull up, if I have someone in Mississippi, Jackson, in Hinds County who wants a Medicare Advantage plan, I pull up the zip code 39213. That's my parents' zip code. And I know what medical plans are available for that person with that zip code.
Okay. Okay. Now, and the, so reason, the reason I ask that, yes, you know, people are very mobile. So you're saying, so someone from Jackson, if they move to Dallas, then I guess they will have to switch or make sure they get on certain provider lists once they get here.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Let's say if someone is in Mississippi and they're on Medicare and they move to Dallas, Texas, what that means is we have a special program that's called SEP, which stands for Special Election Period. That means that that person has 60 days to switch their medical plans from Mississippi to Texas. And so, again, it's called Special Election Period. And speaking of Special Election Period, we have one going on right now, which is from October the 15th to December the 7th, and it's called Annual Election Period. So right now, if someone is on Medicare, they can switch providers, switch carriers as many times as they want to. And the last one that's in by December the 7th is the last one that Medicare will honor. So if you know someone right now who may want their Medicare plans evaluated, because things do change.
Right.
For instance, I got some carriers now that they've increased their dental benefits from $3,000 to $5,000. Well, that's a big difference, and things of that nature. They've increased their over-the-counter benefits. So if someone is looking and say, hey, I just want to see what additional services they may be able to get, and then I will be able to work with them.
Now, another question people ask, you know, is it do I have the ability to be in Mississippi? And let's come off Mississippi for a minute. If I'm living in Texas and I decide to go to Florida just to visit, is there like a reciprocity?
Yes,
a lot
yes.
of red tape or
no red tape. This is what Medicare states, is that if you are in Texas and you go to Florida or any other state and there's an emergency, you have a legal right to go to any doctor or any hospital across the country, and they have to accept you. So you can be on an HMO plan here and go to visit a relative in Illinois. If you have to go into the doctor or the hospital for an emergency, they have to accept you. They accept Medicare.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about that.
But, you know, the reason I ask that, you do have some elderly people that are afraid to travel. If they're having some type of medical concerns, I put it like that, they're having some medical concerns. Well, I can't go. My doctor's not down there. And, you know how we've been. Pine County, look, Hinds County, Hillsborough County, whatever, Hillsborough and Tampa. I couldn't get my grandmother to travel before she passed. God bless her soul. But I was telling Granny, you as long as you have insurance, have that, and plus we had other supplemental things for her. And boy, when she heard that, she got on the plane and everything. She was like,
absolutely.
Yeah, because that's a major concern. Now, let me ask you this. I know you were talking about Medicare. How about Medicaid? Have you dealt with that? Or I know that's a whole different book.
It's a whole different book, because what happens is you're, in order to get Medicaid, Medicaid is more, it's for state support. So you can have a person that's on Medicare also get Medicaid, and we call those individuals dual SNP where they have Medicare and Medicaid. Now, I don't work with, like, Medicaid as it pertains to children. I only work with Medicaid as it pertains to the senior citizen population. But I have people who do work with Medicaid that I can put people in touch with if it's more from a child perspective. I'm more specialized in that senior citizen market. And there are different types of levels for Medicaid as well. And that's something that people need to be aware of. For instance, right now there are four different levels. I'm just going to well, people sometimes between four to five different levels of Medicaid, so that a person may be able to get some extra services if they have what we call QMB plus. That means that that's the maximum benefit a person can get with Medicaid to combine it with Medicare. Again, they still have to have Medicare in order for me or a licensed agent to be able to enroll them into a Medicare plan.
Okay. And the reason I threw that out there, I wanted to just, just have a lot of different things. And listeners, even though we're discussing a lot of Medicare, you know, there may be some listeners out there that are interested in Medicaid and everything. But, folks, one thing to remember, regardless of the situation, we all need health care of sorts. The reason I say that, think about when we were younger. Now we're the seniors, they're becoming the seniors, especially if you come from Mississippi. Now, let me stop. Let me be professional in this moment. No, but as we get older, you know, things are starting to show up. There was a time we could hop, skip, and jump over every single thing we've actually wanted to do. But we have to think about those bloodlines. Big Mama had, let me go back here, Coach. When I worked emergency medicine, it's funny to laugh at now, but again, the difference is of people that were older when we were much younger. I was in the emergency park when I worked there, and one of the interns came in. He was asking questions. So an elderly black lady said, ma'am, do you have hypertension? She looked. She had that puzzled look. So I came in to translate for her. Now, that sounds funny, but I'm truthful. I said, ma'am, how's your pressure? Baby, my pressure's so high, they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So the intern looked, and he got the information from there. He said, well, ma'am, do you have diabetes mellitus? She looked puzzled again. I said, ma'am, how's your sugar? Baby, my sugar high too. And so at that time, UT Southwestern, I suggested to them, I don't know if they followed through, that they should have a sociology class for them so they can understand the different clientele that they may encounter at these particular facilities. At Parkland, you can see everything from Einstein to no Stein. I'll put it like that. So you have to be able to communicate. And that's what a lot of, you have kids that come in feel privileged to be just interns and just trying to be like dad or mom, but they're not learning people. And we need to service people and not cases. And it seems like that's where we miss out, that disconnect, especially when you transition over getting Medicare or Medicaid for the adults. So they started teaching that at UT Southwestern. It's been several years. I'm going to check back and kind of see. But most of those deans at that time, they're probably retired when I was there at the ER. But that's something to
know.
We're just so misinformed on items. And folks,
absolutely.
I hate to sound like Prince, but it's something I said years ago. We only get one chance in this thing called life. And let's try to stretch it as far as we can. We don't know the time nor the hour. But if you can just check on yourself, it will make life a little bit easier as we get into those great years. That's what I call it.
And
Absolutely. I do want to leave my number in case anyone has any questions. If you got something to write with, my telephone number is 972-783-0458. That's my direct mobile business number. So that's 972-783-0458. And it's Coach Cavett. So if you got any Medicare questions, feel free to give me in. And this is what I promise to tell people. I'm going to give you a straight answer whether you like it or not. And that's how I operate.
Hey, that's sometimes being a straight shooter is the best way. Best way.
Yeah,
well, Coach Cavett, thank you so much. You're always welcome to come on the show.
Well, thank you.
You know, even though Tiger's always afraid of rattlers.
I had
to get that in for you. Had to get it. But you know what? let's go off that beat a little bit. When we met or talked, and, you know, we talk about HBCUs, last month was HBCU month. And we did a demonstration there at the hospital. Not a demonstration, we had a show. And it's amazing how people, even some of our people, are not aware. They think they're going to Ole Miss or Mississippi State for your state, Florida State, to get a good quality education. And I oftentimes want to tell them, don't drink the Kool-Aid all the time. Now, our HBCUs is not for everybody. We do understand that. But the enrichment, the cultural enrichment that we receive, and people don't realize the connection that we still have with our schools once we've graduated.
So true. Speaking of that, I will be going back to homecoming next weekend. It's Jack State homecoming, and I've never missed homecoming since I've graduated. And again, it's just a testament of how loyal some of the graduates from HBCU are. And then we also take some people, we've taken some friends with us that have never been to a true HBCU homecoming. And I will say this, I think that's the only reason my wife really married me. She went to a traditional white university, and I took her to Jackson State homecoming, and she said she had to keep that for life. So I think that was the only criteria. And then she asked me if she divorced me, would I still take her to Jackson State homecoming? So it's not even about me. It's about Jackson State homecoming, how powerful it is.
Well, stay connected, because if she came to FAMU, there might be some repercussions at that point. But you know what? That's what I like in the spirit of our colleges and what they always stood for, that we can sit down and talk and have fun. It's not a – some people think we actually fight. When we start talking about our historically black colleges and universities. But again, I thank you so much. Stick around a little bit. We have Dr. Rodriguez. She's coming on the second hour. But this, I think you'll get a kick out of this one.
Great. I will definitely. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Just hold on. It is that time of scores from a historically black colleges and universities, featuring schools from the CIAA, SIAC, NEAC, and the SWAC. In football action over the weekend, it was Campbell defeating Hampton 30-27. Alabama State over Bethune-Cookman 19-14. Villanova big over North Carolina A&T 37-14. All corners victorious over Grambling State 25-21. Jackson State look like they still playing. I don't know if they won or lost, but no, they're victorious over Alabama A&M 45-30. Prairie View defeats Mississippi Valley State 31-12. And out of Baton Rouge, Gordon Rattlers prevail, ranked number 16 in the FCS, defeated the Jaguars 26-19.
AOL Music. First listen.
All right, that's it for Black College Sports. I tell you, who would have thought I'd be using Destiny's Child? I tell you, that has a nice little groove to it. But we're going to get Coach on because I know he biting at the bit right now on that. But it's what do you think? And let me ask you this. You know where I'm going at the end of this. A&T's move out of the MEAC. You see here, Coach?
Okay, I thought you had muted me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't been following that in particular, but I will say this, is that sometimes a person has to talk to the administrators, talk to the people on the campus, talk to the alumni to find out the actual details, because sometimes it's a good move and sometimes it's not. So I don't have the information on the MEAC since I'm more of a SWAC person per se, so I wouldn't be the appropriate person to elaborate on that. But I know that sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not. You just have to talk to the appropriate people who really know the details and understand the contracts and things of that nature.
Right. Now, I can tell you this. I've studied that for a couple of years on those schools that have gotten away, Tennessee State, A&T, you know, some up north, they're getting away from our MEAC, and I don't think you've lost any SWAC. You've gained SWAC, but in the MEAC, they're suffering. They're very limited schools now. Our schools, they're talking about the money. They're getting paid. They're sacrificing their standards. What I mean by that, they're at conferences where they can't even compete. And all the kids migrating still to our schools, we get a few blue chips. And I can't say this about Jackson State. You know, you look at Walter Payton. I heard some stories, Coach, about Walter Payton when he played Bishop College here in Dallas, Texas. It's not Bishop anymore. It's Paul Quinn. When they had their best player, linebacker, and Walter, they met in the middle. They said that you could hear, and you know our area, they right there in the southeast corner of Dallas, they said they could hear that thing all the way in Fort Worth, that hit, when they ran into each other. And they thought Walter wasn't what Walter was. And Walter ran right over that linebacker, and they said at that point they knew who he was. If they didn't know it, they found out who he was. And you hear stories like that, especially the old brothers that played when the equipment wasn't good. They cracked a few helmets. But now, you know, everything with concussions, we're at a level now where it's almost a level playing field when it comes to headgear, because these companies are about safety. But those are the stories that you hear. I can tell you about Jake Gaither at FAMU. If Southern or Jackson State was to defeat them back in the old days, you better believe you're on the schedule next year. It was no question about it. They were well respected. You know, you look at Mumford down in Southern, Eddie Robinson. You know, those were the deans of Black college football. And folks, from a historical standpoint, if you look at the AFC, or the AFL, whatever they may have called it at the time, that's your Kansas Cities, your Baltimore Colts, which kind of switched out on them a little bit. They were getting a lot of our historically black college players. And they believed in them. That's Al Davis' family, with the Art Shells and people there. Henry Lawrence, that went to FAMU, you may not have known, Coach. Call him Killer Lawrence. Starred in, you know, an offensive tackle. And I know Lynn Barney, frat brother of mine. We everywhere. We give
absolutely.
We'll definitely give you that. But again, the importance. You know, they realize there is a jewel in our schools. Now, I don't know exactly if Jackson is suffering, but I would say that FAMU is suffering in a sense of what DeSantis is trying to do at this time. Biden or someone from the president's office mentioned to DeSantis that FAMU is being underfunded. So, you know, he put his gloves on and said they're not being underfunded. And I tend to differ. I was during my days at FAMU, I had the opportunity to see a little bit more than the average student at that time. A lot of the monies in our state universities are based on enrollment. FAMU has been limited into the amount of people they can have on campus. I don't know what's going on in Jackson, but based on numbers is how you get paid. So going to Oxford Mississippi State, Starkville. Yeah. And the numbers are not equivalent. So if you have 70,000, 80,000 kids, and we only have about, most of us about 15 or lower, you can't balance that. And they don't see it. You know, we've been around a long time. We've come a long way from producing preachers, teachers, and agriculture people. That's all we started out doing. And was Jackson State, from a historical standpoint, was it Jackson Normal? What was the original name of Jackson State?
Jackson State started out in Natchez, Mississippi, as a preacher's college. It was that's where it started out, to help preachers back then, to teach preachers how to teach the black community about education. And then Jackson State moved out of Natchez, Mississippi, and moved to right now where Millsap College is in Jackson, which is right across from the Memorial Stadium. So that was Jackson State's second home. And then the third home, they moved to where Jackson State is today, which was Jackson State College. And then naturally they made the transition to Jackson State University. So it was a teacher's college primarily for preachers initially.
Right. And, you know, that was the premise for a lot of our colleges: preachers, teachers, and agricultural. That was the three things. If you dreamed of being a doctor or someone, architect, you know, you had to go up north originally, the Howards. And then they migrated back. You know, Tuskegee is one of our jewels. Every school is a jewel for us, but people don't realize how much Tuskegee meant to our race in the Deep South, because they, you know, they caught it. They caught it. And now DeSantis is trying to turn back the hands of time with our schools down there. When I was at FAM, I think we had 9 state universities. 9. Now they've got West Florida. Central Florida is a big monster now. FIU, Florida International, Florida Atlantic. They were around, but small fry. That's what we used to call them. When FAM had 12 to 13,000 students, now we're down to 10. They're playing politics with our kids. So, go ahead.
Yeah, it's ironic you mentioned that, because I witnessed this. Dr. Glenda Glover, the president for Tennessee State, was in a congressional meeting in Tennessee. And the state chancellor, who's over the schools, asked her, why is it that so many students are coming to Tennessee State versus the white schools? And she informed him, well, they want a quality education, so why not come to Tennessee State? So if you get a chance to watch that interview, man, it was just mind-blowing to see the chancellor asking the president of Tennessee State, why are students coming to Tennessee State in droves,
mm-hmm.
in record numbers? And then he was just so baffled. So just be assured that they will strategically figure out a way to decrease the numbers of students that want to attend Tennessee State. And then Dr. Glover isn't president and making huge changes to take things to the next level.
Oh, absolutely. She's wonderful. And I think she's resigning. Did you hear that?
Haven't heard that piece.
Yeah.
But I know that, you know, a dynamic, sharp, astute business president, and I know her personally, and the work she has done, it's just leap years ahead. And I'll say this for those of you that do not know Dr. Glenda Glover. She's only a few African-American female with several PhDs. So you're
absolutely.
Sharp, astute, savvy business person. She is that person.
She is that person. Absolutely right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I've had the opportunity to meet her. And you know what she is? She's a heck of a fundraiser. She can do that thing. Boy, I tell you, I'm going to give her a prop on that. And very personal. I mean, like you said,
absolutely.
With so many degrees. So many degrees. And former national president for the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha. And I'll never forget, Coach, a lot of concern throughout the community, and I'm sure within the sorority, that they wanted her to not work. I'm sure. Why is she working and still being our leader? And her response was, they don't ask the men to quit their jobs. So she's definitely been an advocate for our ladies, our sisters, moms, wives, daughters, you know, about being who you are and being able to juggle as well. So I give her
kudos,
major kudos. And I ran into her when Dr. Humphreys had passed. We, you know, we were doing some interviews, and we actually was on a call. On a call where she talked about how much she learned her or taught her there, and I'm sure your president at Jackson State, somebody mentored them as well. So it takes a special person for our HBCUs, but the thing is, it's always great when you have one of your own lead the way. That
absolutely,
that's it. They understand, but we together. We do. In the past, we had a National Council of Black Alumni. It's still here in Dallas, of things that place where we can go and try to strengthen here, so that we can send more kids to our areas. Ways of just combating DeSantis-like people, or trying to close the doors. And in your state of Mississippi, the only one I could think of was Mississippi Industrial. Up in Holly Springs, that the sole purpose was about preachers and teachers. And they were, for a small city of Holly Springs, they had two HBCUs, Russ and Mississippi Industrial. So, folks, it's a rich history, and Mississippi has a lot of schools. We have to learn. You know, it's not one thing of going to Jackson State, but understand how we were created or why we were created. We had to train our own. And then our own went on and have done great things in this country. And they are surprised. Why are you surprised? If we can leave a continent and not know where you're going and be able to migrate from one coast to the other, from the east to the west here, and still survive. These people can't even go outside of Jackson, can't go outside of Dallas. But you're going not knowing what the future holds to make it. So HBCUs is one of that, giving you dreams. And I can speak from myself what it's done for me, my parents. And I have a daughter that was able to go to HBCU and go abroad and study. And I can tell you this, Coach. She just wrote a paper, I guess last spring, 10,000 words. I was like, I don't know when the last time I wrote something that big, if that big.
A dissertation in grad school.
Yes. They were capable. We've been capable of transitioning and doing great things at that next level. And guess what? We all had that little seed, that little grits in the South. A lot of, and that was the funniest thing, since we're talking about this part. The funniest thing, the kids from up north, they were familiar with Harmony, but they didn't know the grits. And boy, we used to pass off, here, I give you the juice for the grits, knowing that the grits going to stick with you. And so when they started getting hungry and understood how we put butter and salt, not sugar, and those kids from up north, boy, nah, man, I'm going to keep my grits today. So it was an education, not only through the books, but education from a socialization standpoint. That was really good. That's what I enjoyed about FAM. I have friends from Ohio, certain things they didn't know, but they caught on. So I salute all our HBCUs. Yeah, even Jackson State. You come and get you every time something like that. It's so funny to me. But we look forward for you being back with us. Just let me know anytime. You're welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Anytime you feel like I can contribute to your audits, we can talk about different topics. Because one thing I'll just say is I know the last time we talked, it was more credit restoration. Because we have several companies. We have the insurance company that specializes in Medicare, and we have the financial service company. Because what we do advocate that everyone should have at least one business outside of their primary check, just to be able to understand the different levels of living and the tax laws that are created for business owners.
Well, we appreciate that, because we definitely, as we get a little bit more mature, we want to make sure that we, when we decide to hang our hat on the nail, that we're able to do quite a few things. So I thank you so much. Hang on. And look, we have Dr. Rodriguez coming on. She has an interesting twist to medicine. Thank you again.
Absolutely. Thank you now. Thank you.
All right. All right. It's about 14 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the World According to Drew. We're live this morning. What a beautiful sunny morning. I want to say good morning to the Denton County Lynx chapter. Last night had a beautiful event at the Texas Motor Speedway. Fireworks to boot, everything. Beautiful, beautiful event. First time in a while that they've gotten back together. I call it the post-COVID moment. But really, really nice event. There at the Speedway, and also they had fireworks to woo and awe the crowd. So I want to say good morning to those ladies as well. All right. Right now we're going to bring in our own house doctor, none other than Dr. Sandra Rodriguez. Good morning, Dr. Rodriguez.
Good morning. How are you doing?
But I'm going to be all right. All right. So what do you have for us this morning?
We're going to be discussing omega-3s.
All right. Omega-3s. Okay. Go ahead, Dr. Rodriguez.
Okay. Now, there are three main types of omega-3 fatty acids. There's the alpha-linolenic acid. We're going to call that ALA. Then there's the eicosapentaenoic acid, and we're going to call that EPA. And then there's the docosahexaenoic acid. That's DHA. Now, DHA and EPA are in fish, krill, and algae. Omega-3 fatty acids help to lower your blood pressure, reduce triglycerides, They also reduce the production of molecules and substances linked to inflammation. They slow the development of plaque in the arteries, and they reduce the chance of abnormal heart rhythms. They reduce the likelihood of heart attacks and strokes. Omega-3s keep blood platelets from clumping together, and when they blood platelets don't clump together, they prevent the formation of harmful blood clots. Omega-3s lessen the chance of sudden cardiac death in people with heart disease. Studies show that people who consume omega-3s regularly are less likely to have depression, and in people with a diagnosis of depression and anxiety, there is an improvement in their symptoms. The DHA omega-3 is a major structural component of the retina of your eye and is also linked to a reduced risk of macular degeneration. Omega-3s are critical for brain growth and development in infants. Getting enough omega-3s during pregnancy is associated with numerous benefits for the child. And they include improved cognitive development, better communication and social skills, fewer behavioral problems, and decreased risk of developmental delay. Omega-3 fatty acids help improve blood sugar levels, inflammation, and heart disease risk factors in people with, for example, metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is a collection of conditions. It's like high triglycerides, high blood sugar, low HDL cholesterol levels, and also that thing called central obesity, better known as belly fat. So that's what a metabolic syndrome is. And you'll see that people that are on diabetic medication, they're usually on some type of statin to help with their high glycerides and their low HDL, and they're usually on some type of blood pressure medication. So that right there is your metabolic syndrome. Now, supplementing with omega-3 fatty acids helps to reduce liver fat and inflammation in people with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Now, let's do sources of omega-3s. A source of omega-3s would be like your fatty, oily fishes. They're an excellent source of the DHA and the EPA. And you have to understand that a serving of fatty, oily fish is around 3 ounces, so it's not really that much. An example is your mackerel. It has like 0.59 grams of DHA and 0.43 grams of EPA. And not only is it rich in omega-3s, it's also rich in selenium and B12. Now, your serving of salmon, which again is 3 ounces, is you have your farm salmon and you also have your wild salmon. Your farm salmon has only, and it's still a lot, it's 1.24 grams of DHA and 0.59 grams of EPA. Now, your wild salmon has 1.22 grams of DHA and 0.35 grams of EPA. And salmon also contains high levels of protein, magnesium, potassium, selenium, and all the B12s. Now, I don't usually eat sea bass, but 3 ounces of sea bass contains 0.47 grams of DHA and 0.18 gram of EPA. And, of course, it also contains protein, selenium, calcium, and phosphorus. Now, I love oysters. 3 ounces of oysters contains 0.14 grams of ALA, 0.2 grams of DHA, and 0.3 grams of EPA. And oysters are also rich in zinc and B12.
Well,
now, my favorite is sardines. Now, okay. 3 ounces Dr. of sardines.
Can you hear me for a second?
Yeah.
Now, I'm just stopping. You know that the humorous side of it. Not oysters, y'all. You talking about raw or fried?
I like raw oysters, but I don't think they're talking about fried.
Okay. Well, all right.
I eat mine raw. I don't eat them. I love raw oysters.
Well, you my kind of doctor. I leave it at that. It's Sunday morning. I'll leave it at that. No, because a lot of people, I like it at the half shell as well. I've had them fried, you know, the whole thing. But a lot of people steer away from the shellfish, so to speak, when really it's very rich, as you say, in omega-3 and with the ALAs, the EPA, and the DHAs. And
oysters have all three.
But you mentioned sea bass, which has become my favorite fish.
Really?
Snapper, all of that. And I tell you, the best sea bass I've ever had in my entire life when I was over in Portugal. And I don't know what they did. Oh, my God. It was the best. I found some sea bass here in the States, which is good, but that place, that restaurant over in Portugal was absolutely wonderful. I don't know if they just had a fresh catch, but it was very good. Sources for the items that you had mentioned, lowering blood pressure and things of that nature. So you go ahead. I just wanted to throw that in there. And for those who are listening, I am Andrew Wiggum. This is The World According to Drew, and we're featuring Dr. Rodriguez giving us some healthy, healthy tips. And continue, Dr. Rodriguez.
Okay. Now, like I said, sardines are my favorite, and it might be because I can get them so easily and also because my grandmother used to feed them to me. Now, they contain 0.74 grams of DHA and 0.45 grams of EPA. And they're also a good source of selenium, vitamin B12, and D, the whole D, not just D3. Now, 3 ounces of shrimp contains 0.12 grams of DHA and 0.12 grams of EPA, and they're rich in protein and potassium. Now, some of the symptoms of omega-3 deficiency would be like you're feeling fatigued, you have trouble sleeping, there are deficits in concentration and attentiveness. When you don't get enough DHA, vision problems may arise, like I was talking about earlier, the macular degeneration. you also you experience joint pain and leg cramps. You have more allergy symptoms. And you even have excessive earwax. And like for women, they could have difficult menstruational cycles. And then like in children, you'll see a lot of children with ADHD. And it's been shown that they have a lower blood level of omega-3 fatty acids than those without ADHD. Now, physically, omega-3s are an integral component of cells and help them function effectively. They help form signaling molecules, which play a vital role in, for instance, the cardiovascular system, and that's your heart, your blood vessels, and your blood. The pulmonary system, you know, your lungs, airway, and your pulmonary blood vessels, Andrew. The immune system, the bone marrow, spleen, lymphatic system, and white blood cells. The endocrine system, which is your pancreas, your adrenal glands, your thyroid glands, pituitary glands, and all your hormones. Now, mentally, omega-3s play an important role in brain development, as we discussed earlier, functioning and also aging. Polyunsaturated fats, which include omega-3s, make up 20% of the brain's overall weight, in case you didn't know that. Now, let's go on down to the people who are doing the vegan and the vegetarian thing. Now, ALA is present in all plant oils. This means you have to consume large portions of seaweed, nori, spirulina, and chlorella. Seaweed is rich in protein and is tonic for its anti-diabetic antioxidants and is also anti-hypertensive properties. Chia seeds are an excellent plant-based source of ALA, and they're high in fiber and protein. They contain 5.055 grams of ALA per ounce. Now, hemp seed, which is my favorite, I put that in my oatmeal, it contains 2.605 grams of ALA per 3 tablespoons or 15 cc's. They're also rich in protein, magnesium, iron, and zinc. Flaxseed is another thing I put in my oatmeal. It contains a whopping 6.703 grams of ALA per tablespoon. It also contains the fiber, your protein, magnesium, and manganese. And I usually add, like I said, the chia seeds, hemp, and flaxseed to my oatmeal when I eat oatmeal. And even though they only contain plant-based omega-3s, which is the ALA, ALA is really not sufficient by itself. The body is able to convert ALA to EPA and DHA, but the conversion rate is less than 15%. But if you're eating your fish, then ALA supplementation can be a good addition to the diet. Now, walnuts have 3.346 grams of ALA per cup. Those edamame beans, they contain 0.28 grams of ALA per half a cup. Then your kidney beans contain 0.10 grams of ALA per half cup. Now, your soybean oil, which a lot of your sardines have soybean oil in them also. Now, soybean oil contains 0.92 grams of ALA per tablespoon, and it's also a great source of vitamin B12, magnesium, potassium, folate, and vitamin K. Now, wheat germ, which I haven't eaten in a long time, it contains 6.91 grams of ALA per cup. Now, the majority of foods and beverages that we eat are not naturally high in omega-3s, so companies just add them. And examples would be your fruit juices, your bread, your eggs, milk, yogurt, butter, margarine spreads, oils, and baby food. Now, me personally, I take a fish oil capsule daily. But you can also do cod liver oil and krill oil. Yeah. Now, both of these are rich in DHA and EPA. Now, I have never had algae oil, but I had to add it. I'm sure somebody's had it. Algae oil can also be taken and is an excellent source of omega-3s, but they contain a lower dose than most fish oil supplements. Now, to reiterate, omega-3 fatty acids are an essential dietary component and help to maintain proper cell functioning in the cardiovascular, pulmonary, immune, and endocrine systems. Fish and seafood are high in DHA and EPA. Plant sources are typically abundant in ALA, although your seaweed and algae also contain EPA and DHA, making them a healthy option for people following a vegetarian or vegan diet. Now, this is a FYI. The best time to take your omega-3s, anytime is good, as long as you take it with a meal. Omega-3, EPA, and DHA found in fish oils, they are fats, and they will be absorbed much better if there are other fats on board. If you take them on an empty stomach, they probably won't be absorbed as well. And that was your FYI.
We appreciate
that. That's it, Andrew.
Well, look, you know, we appreciate that. All this, I'm over here just thinking about sea bass. And, oh, my God. And think about all the supplements. You mentioned some things. It took me back to my childhood. And we couldn't say no. You know, if you wanted a whipping, you said no. But, Grandma, I don't like it. Yeah. And Dr. Rodriguez, you always add such an integral part in our lives of that. But, again, it takes me back to this woman that she's my grandmother. Father's John, I don't know if some of you, don't act like y'all don't know what it is, but some of you listening, we're all about the same age. Father John, we had that. Surfer Black Draft. That kind of kept things moving right along in the black neighborhood. So we all connected. You know, we had a gentleman on, Coach Cavett was on from Jackson, Mississippi. So I know they had Surfer Black Draft as well. You know, I kid with him all the time, Jackson State guy. And, you know, we just had that type of fun. But I tell you, granted, certain things we put them. And my grandmother, when she cooked, she liked colors in her meals. So you might have mac and cheese, greens. She may have put some beets in it. It was always pretty colorful. But she said she was trying to cover a lot of the food groups. So you get the essential vitamins that are needed. And, you know, I mean, you're looking 30-plus years ago, you know, we still youngsters. 30 years ago plus that they were doing things like this that a nutritionist is doing today. But, you know, again, the ALA, and let me, and, you know, I've been looking while you've been talking. And folks understand it's an alpha lipoic acid. And when we give you these acronyms, you know, we want you to leave this show with more than what you came with. So you can go and you can look up the ALA, EPA, and DHA. That's your homework assignment, because in order for us to move forward, we have to gain something. And then we can teach our kids that information as well. But I tell you, sea bass, if you can find a good sea bass, make sure you eat it up. Dr. Rodriguez also talked about other fish that you can eat that will help out as well. Sardines. Oh, my goodness. Sardines.
Love the sardines.
Not my favorite, but look, not my favorite, but when I was in college and you didn't have nothing to eat at night, you had some sardines and some saltine crackers.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. So I know some of you are sitting up like, well, if you went the route I went, when you, especially I was a growing young man, you eat at 6 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, I'm hungry again. Probably 7:30, I was hungry again. So you found things. You couldn't have hot plates back in the day in your room. But I had a double eye hot plate, and I was frying chicken. Boy, I had the dormitory smelling up. Yeah, I was hustling. I was hustling in Samson Hall. With fried chicken, and believe it or not, Dr. Rodriguez, I was hustling so much. You know, guys don't like to iron their shirts, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was charging them a quarter a shirt. I wasn't going to be nobody made. You wash the shirt, you bring it down to our presses. Then, look, now I'm really telling my age then. That was that good old GE with that silver bottom iron, and then I graduated to an auto shutoff.
I was hustling
in the dorm, because you found out a lot of guys, they may have washed but didn't iron, but I thank God for my grandparents and my parents that they made sure when I went off that I was equipped to be able to iron if I you know, something, I, of course, wash. You didn't have access to cleaners as much. But I ate it, but it was very profitable for me. So I was able to do things, kept gas, you know, tent wasn't quite in, but it came, when it came around, I was able to tint my windows, you know, little things that didn't, that doesn't sound like much today, but it was very, very worthy of me at the time, you know, be able to get your gas and add a little gas money. And if you wanted to go to the movie, you were able to do things. So I was hustling, but it was a lot of fun. And I see some of the guys now, we talk about that double eye hot plate I had. And we weren't supposed to have nothing in that dormitory. But you wet the towel, put it at the bottom of the door to keep the smell inside in the room. So those are things. But folks, you know, I made joke with that, but there are some health things that we all need to try to partake as we get older. Earlier we had Coach Cavett talking about Medicare, Medicaid, supplement insurances, things that we're getting at that mature age now. There are things that we need to really consider of going to the doctor, checking on yourselves, and make sure we have healthy alternatives. And that's what Dr. Rodriguez has done for us. You're listening to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning. If you have any questions of myself or Dr. Rodriguez, just press 1 and we can get you on. If you have some questions, especially about, I guess this is straight from the doctor, if you have any questions for her. So just press 1. It's about 38 minutes after the hour. I'm going to switch over a little bit. Stay with me, Dr. Rodriguez. Everybody's a little shy now, but I want to give you folks, I'm trying to get to this page here of some things, and give me a chance to get back to you. I'm actually in another screen right now. Some of the video showings of Icon drones, missiles, intercepting, and you can just see how they're picking them off as they fly through. We don't know how blessed we are to live in a country where you can walk outside. There are some challenges out there, but it's not missile fire. And my heart goes out to those families with these kids that are seeing light shows, unofficial light shows, where missiles are getting intercepted there in Israel. So we must be aware of that and be prayerful for those kids. Now, Dr. Rodriguez, I don't know if you're wrong, but we were talking about the Medicare. We're talking about Medicare and supplemental things as we age. That we need to, as long as you're working, the insurances are fine. A lot of people are not ready for retirement, whether it's financially or from a health benefit or transitioning over to Medicare, getting the supplements when you retire. Now, folks, I tell you, from the day you start, if we have some young folks online, from the day that you start working, to pay yourself. The reason I say that, if you're making X amount of dollars, put aside X minus 1 or X minus 2, whatever it is that you would like, save for a rainy day. Because getting old is not funny. There are things we used to do, Dr. Rodriguez, jump high, skip, jump, whatever. And now we think about it and just walk. We can do all the things we used to. And now we're our parents' age, and we have to think about those things. Or preserving our know-how so that the next generation can move forward. Those are the things that we have to do, because right now we're standing on the shoulders of our parents and what they taught us. and hopefully we can be that same sound group of individuals that will allow the next generation to stand on our shoulders and reach even higher ground. So those are things we need to think about. Folks, if you have Medicare, Medicaid, whatever, Medicaid is more for the children, but there are some adults that fit in that range, as we found out this morning. But we could at least have the health care so it wouldn't be a burden on your children. You know, you think like that, but I'm hoping if something should happen, my kids, my family, with, you know, we'll sit down and see what's good for us. Because I don't want to be a burden on anybody. You know, we hear that all the time. But I honestly tell them, right? That's why I work now, so I'll be able to have things for later. But, folks, that is some conversation you all need to seriously have with your family. Oftentimes, I have a family that we have funeral homes. Nothing like people fighting at the funeral home. I'm going to say people fighting at the funeral home. Trying to get things together. Well, mama or daddy said I can have that. You know, as parents today, write out, specify what is to go where. Get some legal, put it in legal professional hands so that they can execute your will. There's one thing about it, and I can tell you, I've been black all my life, if you didn't know. Deaths break up families. So outlining for your kids so it would eliminate them from fighting each other. And you said, do they fight? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I've seen it. Some of them may not physically fight. Some might go through the court systems. Get your will. Outline it. It will save your family in the future. And I endorse that message. I endorse that one. So again, it's about 44 minutes after the hour. Let's see if we have any callers. If you want to ask a question or make some comments, please, please press 1 so that we can come to you. We've been talking about items. We talked about Medicare this morning and Medicaid. Dr. Rodriguez has given us some helpful, healthy hints on what to do. And omega-3, ALH, EPA, DH, where to find it. Even talks about the vegetarian meals that are prepared. I have a very good friend that has a restaurant, Vegan Vibrations in Plano. It's okay. I'm still not there. Had some nachos using jackfruit. Had drumettes using cauliflower. I definitely say this, Dr. Rodriguez. Vegetarian food is an acquired taste. I'm not quite there.
Well, I love it. I like the cauliflower wings. I love those. And I love some jackfruit. I got some in the closet right now.
Ooh. All right.
They are delicious. Well, you just have to season them, Andrew.
Yeah, well, my prayers are with you. Oh.
And like the mushrooms they have. My God. As long as you season it, you think you're eating meat.
Right. Think. I have to get to thinking. Because, in all honesty, I'm going to add a little lighter side to this. In all honesty, how many people think when they eat, hungry? You might have a thought or two, but no, I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to mature from that standpoint because I've had vegetarian food. It's definitely an acquired taste. The Impossible Burger, it's missing a few things. I didn't put any salt. Look, I didn't put any salt. Lord knows I wanted to. But I sure drowned it in ketchup. Ketchup is my cure-all. And then my friend, when he cooked it, I didn't want to embarrass or jeopardize our friendship with it. It was okay. But if I stood in line at Burger King, it would definitely be the Whopper over there, Impossible Whopper. I know it's probably better for me. But that's one sale we all had that day. And I'm joking, Oshie. Eat better. So as we mature, it's about 97. So 47 minutes after the hour, you're listening to The World According to Drew. Don't forget our e-blast that you can get to. We want you to call 214-941-0110. And give them your information so that you can get on the e-blast. Or our leader, Cheryl Smith, gives us a lot of information on a daily basis. And Dr. Rodriguez, I'm just going to just touch on one little thing here. I tell you, it's been sitting up a minute. So, October Awareness Month. Just please go through and read through this. Again, the Black Press Matters, which is something that we really need to pay attention to because, and I say this, because telling it like it is versus telling it like you want us to perceive it are two different things. How about that? That is something to chew on because we have a different understanding, but we're open-minded to whatever the news may be, but get it in a way that you can understand it. And I know we're all educated folks, but that things are a little different for us. I want folks, here's something I want you to do. I need you to text TEXMN to 21000 and send the best picture if you attended the State Fair Classic last week, and you can win 8 tickets to the State Fair of Texas. All right? That's something we all need to do. The deadline is today, and we will find out a winner. So again, text TEXMN to 21,000 or 21000 if you have any State Fair or Grambling Prairie View pictures, and we'll give you some free tickets. So a lot is going on. They had, and Dr. Rodriguez, I'm gonna just give you a disgruntled brother's response at this moment. It's with about 10 minutes left in the show. Last weekend, I went to the Grambling Prairie View game, and it was almost like it was a tune-up for the Texas OU game. The Jumbotron was working. That's on the south end of the stadium. But they were having some issues. People might say it might have been malfunction. They didn't turn it on. Where the clock was not running properly on the north end of the stadium. Now, I know personally they prepared or practice with previous game and Graham's game to get ready for the game the following week. And I'm sure they may have replaced every light bulb that was not burning the previous week And I bet you everything was all right for that game. We need to demand more from the State Fair Classic or the Cotton Bowl. If you attended Grambling or attended Prairie View A&M, or it doesn't matter where, we need to let the people know at the Cotton Bowl the amount of money that they spend in there, the people that they bring in that particular event. We demand things that are operating properly. And if it should happen, we need to let Al Wash or all promoters that were involved, maybe we need to take that game somewhere else. Respecting our schools, higher education, both being Prairie View and Grambling State. It is a travesty of what I witnessed last week. And if we continue to get subpar goods from them, then I think we need to look in the mirror at ourselves. We raise hell every place else when it comes to us. Well, I need you to raise hell for this, because it's not a good show for those two institutions that are trying to draw future students or attract students through alumni or whatever. But if they can have it ready for Texas and OU, they could have had it ready for Prairie View and Grambling. That was the only flaw that weekend. If we don't demand more, we'll get less. Now, if that's not profound, I don't know what else will be.
Very profound.
But Dr. Rodriguez, as we talk again, we need to get you on the e-blast so you can dial 214-941-0110. They feature things like class and session. You're going to learn something today. Forget efforts to stifle or rewrite history. We are in control. Forget efforts to stifle or rewrite history. We are in control. So DeSantis talk about woke. We need to let him know that we are awake for the challenges of this world. Not woke, awake. Or we need to awaken so that we can get back in line, so that we can get back in line to continue to progress in such a way that we continue making contributions to a country that walks here. We don't walk here. And some may have tried to walk on water, but it's not possible. So think about that. That's something that, as the old folks used to tell us, marinate on that a little bit. Some features on cooking. It looks like a book, Real Truth, from former Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson.
She had a cookbook?
Looks like a book. And we'll correct it next week. It's called The Real Truth. Now, you know, okay. She was a nurse. She was a nurse at the VA. At one
point. She was.
A lot of people didn't know that.
She was a psych nurse.
Okay. So it goes to show you can go
to any show up to her office.
Okay. Our superb woman is Laura Harris. I want to say congratulations to her. So a lot of great features in the newsletter. Analysis from Washington. You can look, listen, and feel. Violence and self-defense. That's a very good question we could talk about or present it. Dr. Frederick Douglass Haynes has a feature talking about support black businesses. Let's do that as well. And you know about Dr. Rodriguez, I think about this. Every time we may buy something, we get a little, I had to catch my words because I was going to say something there. Get a little twisted on customer service. Now, is there great customer service? Now, when you go to these other department stores and they give you less, you continue to buy. But we hold our own to a higher standard. And we should for the quality purposes. You know, we don't settle for nothing less from nobody. But you make sure that when you buy, that you're getting what you paid for. Those are helping hands. Some may get mad, but they'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? They'll be all right. Happy birthday to Reverend Jesse Jackson, Johan S. Johnson, Earl Afari Hutchinson, Crystal Sams. This is a good one here. Erdekrine, Erdekrine Nash. I'm sorry, I know what you're saying. Happy birthday, Erica Wright. I tell you, April, I can't wait to April come back around. That'll be my birthday. Dr. Rodriguez, they come fast on it when you come in.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm planning a trip to Kenya next year.
Okay. Maybe we all need to go. That's something to think about, those who are listening. I think we should at least all try to go over to the motherland at least once in our lifetime. As we celebrate 196 years of the Black Press, please pick up your African-American newspapers. Again, we have iMessenger, Garland Journal, and the Texas Metro News, all led by the great Cheryl Smith. So, Dr. Rodriguez, thank you so much for your contributions. Coach Gavin, thank you as well. We'll be back next week, as always. Somebody. Let your kids know how much you love them. Let your light shine so people see your good works. You know what? You're a bad mama jamma. I guess I'm a bad papa jamma, if you want to look at it like that. We all have great skills, great contributions to make to this world. Let the world see your light. It'll be a better place. On behalf of Cheryl Smith, Dr. Rodriguez, Gavin, who have listened today. I'm Andrew Wickham, signing off. Whatever you do, wherever you go, make sure you hug somebody. Let your kids know how much you love them, because you'd be surprised. Love cures all. I'll see you. We'll be in Houston next week for the football game. And this is a special song for the brother from Jackson State. I'm out. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to go to the hospital.